At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues exploring the fruit of self-control. So far this week, we've learned that self-control is not about willpower. It's about surrender to the Holy Spirit. We've also discovered how to guard the gates of our lives, our eyes, ears, mouth, mind, and emotions. Today, we turn our attention to something much more personal, how self-control transforms our relationships. Our key verse for today is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and one who rules his spirit than one who captures a city. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. If there's one area where the fruit of self-control gets tested the most, it's in our relationships. You can quote all the verses in the world, fast for 21 days, guard every gate, and still lose it with your spouse, your kid, or your coworker, or even that one person on Facebook who just seems to push every single little button that you have. But here's what the word says. It says, one who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and the one who rules his spirit than the one who captures a city. In other words, you have strength, charisma, influence, even victories. But if you don't have control over your own spirit, you're not as powerful as you think you are. Self-control in relationships doesn't mean becoming a doormat. It means that you are not driven by offense. You're not quick to explode, and you don't allow your emotions to hijack your decisions or your words. You don't let pride dictate how you respond when you've been wronged. And let's be honest, this is hard, especially when you're dealing with people who are ungrateful, disrespectful, stubborn, or just flat out rude. But that's exactly when the Holy Spirit wants to produce self-control in your life. Because relationships aren't just where we're tested, they're where we are shaped. So let's talk about anger. Scripture doesn't say that anger is a sin. It actually says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, be angry and yet do not sin. That means the emotion itself is not the issue. It's what you do with it. Self-control is what keeps anger from becoming destruction. We all know the feeling. Someone says something that hits a nerve and the heat rises in your chest. Your brain starts writing responses faster than you can speak. Your body is ready to defend, to attack, or just to shut down. And that's where self-control either wins or loses. Because the world says, let it out. Don't hold it back. Tell them exactly how you feel. But the word says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We see this in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And that's the challenge, because it takes far more strength to de-escalate than it does to retaliate. So let me ask you, how many arguments in your life could have been avoided if you had just pushed the pause button before responding? How many relationships would be healthier if you had chosen silence over sarcasm? How much heartache could you have prevented if you had ruled your spirit instead of reacting from your flesh? And that's what today is all about. learning to apply the fruit of self-control in the hardest place. And it's how we treat people. Think about how Jesus interacted with people. He was constantly surrounded by critics, sinners, manipulators, and broken people, and yet he never let their dysfunction dictate his behavior. When the Pharisees mocked him, he didn't lose it. When his disciples fell asleep during his agony, he didn't blow up. When Judas betrayed him with a kiss, he didn't even curse him out. And when Peter denied him three times, he didn't even write him off. Why? Because Jesus was ruled by the Spirit, not his emotions. He was governed by love, not his ego. He walked in authority, not insecurity. And if we're going to follow him, we have to walk in that same self-control. Now, let's talk practically. What does self-control look like in relationships? It looks like responding instead of reacting. Reaction is the flesh, quick, defensive, impulsive. The response is spirit, thoughtful, patience, and intentional. It looks like letting go of the need to be right. Some of us argue not because we care about the truth, but because we don't want to look weak. But self-control says, I don't need to win this argument. I'd rather win the person. It looks like knowing when to walk away. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3 says, avoiding strife is an honor for a person, but any fool will quarrel. Sometimes the most spirit-led thing that you can do is say nothing and walk away. Not in pride, but in wisdom. And it also looks like not retaliating when wronged. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but give a blessing instead. Now that's radical. It's also the only way to break cycles of offense. It looks like choosing love when you feel bitterness rising. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bear with one another and forgive each other, just as the Lord forgave you. Forgiveness is one of the highest forms of self-control, because it says, I won't let your sin make me sin. Now let's get even more real. Some of you have wounds that go deep. Maybe someone betrayed you, lied about you, abandoned you, and you've been holding on to the anger, thinking it's protecting you. But it's not. It's poisoning you. Unforgiveness feels like power, but it's really bondage. And self-control is saying, I won't let what you did continue to control how I think, how I feel, or how I treat people. It says, I forgive, not because you deserve it, but because I have been forgiven. Self-control in relationships doesn't mean that you let people mistreat you. It means that you respond with the Spirit, not from your trauma. It means you set boundaries, but that you don't build walls, that you walk in wisdom, but you don't walk in bitterness, that you speak truth, but you do it in love. It's not about being nice. It's about being surrendered. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28 says, like a city that is broken into without walls is a person who has no self-control. That's powerful. It means if you don't have control over your spirit, your life is wide open to the enemy. Satan doesn't need to attack you with demons if he can get you to attack others with your words. He doesn't need to steal your peace if he can get you to hand it over through conflict. He doesn't need to ruin your reputation if you destroy it yourself by lashing out in public. Self-control is your spiritual wall. It's what keeps the enemy out when people try to pull you into battles that you were not meant to fight. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." That means that we are not called to be reactors. We are called to be restorers. And restoration only comes when someone is willing to crucify their pride and walk in the Spirit. So what does this mean for life today? Maybe it means going back to a conversation and saying, "I was wrong. I lost control. I reacted instead of responding. Will you please forgive me?" Maybe it means setting a boundary with someone, not to punish them, but to protect the peace that God is cultivating in your life. Maybe it means holding your tongue in that group chat, refusing to throw shade, choosing to bless instead of curse. Maybe it means asking the Holy Spirit to reveal any bitterness that's still hiding in your heart and surrendering it to Him. Wherever it hits you today, don't run from it. Lean into it. Because God doesn't just want to give you peace. He wants to make you a carrier of peace. A person who changes the room by the way they respond. A person who calms storms instead of starting them. A person who reflects Jesus when the heat gets turned up. And that kind of gentleness, humility, restraint, and love only comes by walking in the Spirit. Let me leave you with this. Your ability to control yourself is more powerful than your ability to control others. You can't control what people say to you. You can't control how they treat you. You can't control whether they forgive you, love you, understand you, or agree with you. But you can control what spirit you carry. And when that spirit is the Spirit of Christ, everything changes. Now, tomorrow we will dive into how self-control helps us break cycles of temptation and walk in lasting freedom. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministry's social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again tomorrow as we keep diving into God's Word together.